and which is the most faultless, purest conception of life. Exploitation is filthy. Renunciation is zero. And service, loving service, is the highest zenith of purity. And we want to prepare us all for the same, that goal. The most intense loving service. No change of exploitation. Tatparatena nirmalam. The purity depends on as much as we can sacrifice ourselves to the highest object. Purity depends on that. Intensity of sacrifice. And love proper is that sacrifice, based on sacrifice, not on exploitation. Love proper. Stands on the plane on sacrifice. As much sacrifice, so much love. The basis of love must be sacrifice. The pure love. Die to live. Sacrifice does not reach and they end only in renunciation. That is negative. That positive sacrifice. Sacrifice positive. But the perfect cause, absolute good. And it is living. It is not reaching the zero and disappearing. Not that. Samadhi, no. That is the most intensified life is there. Highest degree of living energy is there in the sacrifice. Standard of living there. We cannot conceive, we may not reach that, but to us, this. Here we have some experience of heat, but in the sun proper, how much heat? Inconceivable, intolerable for us. But we cannot but admit that, the highest degree of heat in the sun. And there are also substances that can stand that heat. So, from the back side of that group, we can render service. So we are told that there is a special group of servitors in Krishna Loka, in every rasa, Madhura rasa, Vatsala rasa, Sakha rasa, Dasya rasa. And we have to reach to certain distance where we will thrive most. We can't stand if we go nearer more. So Radha Dasya is necessary. Yasoda Dasya, Nanda Dasya. Because that degree of serving sacrifice, we cannot tolerate. Only behind them, that first group of servitors. Only from behind them we can render our service. We can do our duty, and that will be our acme, highest aspiration there. This has been recommended for us. Am I clear? To a certain extent.
To a certain extent, yes.
Yes. The first group is there. We cannot take place on them.
Right.
Only from behind them, in the second line, third line, we can do our best work, and our attainment also will be highest from that position. But from there we will be able to see, to have some experience of the higher, how things are going on there in that intensity heat area, most intense heat area. We can have some view. Anyhow, the arrangement is there suitably. We have to try to reach that position. It is all rasa, and that is practically no heat. One poet has written, the fly if he falls in the pot of a honey, the fly will die. Is it not?
Yes.
The fly, wings will be smeared in the honey, and it won't come back, and it will have to die there. But if instead of honey it is nectar, then the fly won't die. Mokkhikao valenago poride omrita hale. The tank is filled up with nectar, and the fly drops there. Fly won't die, because it is nectar. Taking that sweetness of the nectar, one will live eternal. Life, his longevity will be eternal, won't die. So the atmosphere, I am giving experience of the heat, but the heat we can tolerate, can't tolerate. But that is sweet heat. Sweet heat. No possibility of being burnt. But we can't stand, we can't raise ourselves up to that degree. It is not within us. The suitability with that, with more higher things, is not within us. It means that most intense light we cannot see, and where there is no light, that also we cannot see. Very little light we can't see. Big sound we can't hear, and the small sound also we can't hear. We are in the limit sound, and this eye also limited in within some limit. More light, X-ray, with higher light we shall see dark. And in very meager light we shall see that. Only in the middle we can see. So here also sound. High sound we can't hear. And a low sound we cannot hear. We only in the middle we can feel our all our senses are like that. So our position is also like that. Within this, there is the high sound, there is the low sound amongst us. Go on. Action potency. A potency punishing as a reaction to the people. This Kali Devi Murti. Killing the demons. Killing the demons. The potency herself rise against followers, own followers, when they are laid astray, killing his own, her own sons, punishing the sons, supposed sons. We are under the shelter of a particular potency. But that potency is not happy potency. That gives us energy for exploitation. We borrow energy from her and go on exploitation, but the reaction comes. One is exploiting another in this way, here souls are living. Without exploitation, no soul can live here. And inevitable consequence of exploitation, we have to suffer. The potency herself is giving punishment to the exploiter. Bhuvani Sudurga in Brahma Sangita. Like the shadow of the other world, here Kara Kotri, the lady superintendent of the whole prison house, is Durga, Maya, Kali. Maya, Kali, lady superintendent. Producing and again devouring something like that. And one in the midst of this course of their life, can imbibe Sukriti, any inclination towards the service divine. They are saved. Otherwise, coming up and down, coming up, down, in a vicious circle, going up, down. But those that have got some sukriti in the meantime and collected from the agents of the higher sphere, they anyhow get out of this vicious cycle. Otherwise, vimukta manina thinks themselves they are all free, liberated. Again, they will have to come back, come down. Vinyera vindakha vimukta manina. They find, they think themselves that we are liberated. But because they cannot come in connection with the higher current, have to revert again downward. Avamma guna loka punaravartinati. Karmanam parinamitat avirinchadamangalam. The creator, he is also relativity, in relativity of this mortal world, and he will have to come down. Brahma, the creator. Because he is in the relativity, he is the master of this mundane world. He is in the relativity of this world. He will have to come down. But if anyone in the meantime can gather sufficient attraction for the higher world, he will be given chance to go out. The choice, the liking, the wholesale charm of this world of exploitation has left him. It seemed to him like ashes, trash, no charm. No charm. You have got already acquired charm for the higher world. The world of service, world of divinity. By serving we thrive. And by enjoying we go down. The main principle of devotion is this. Die to live. Die to live. Die to live. This life is not desirable. Death it is inevitable consequence is death. So die here. Finish it. And try to live in another side. You are child of that side. Try to think it, try to get it, try to understand it, try to have it. And our inner existence, which is called soul, that can only live, only enter and live there. And not this body, not the mind. What is mind? Mind is only subtle things drawn from this mundane world. Mind is also worldly pictures are on the subtle plane, that is mind. So mind is also this world in subtle form, in this connection. Mind has nothing to do with the higher world, that is to imbibe. Only little trace we can have that this is perverted reflection. Reflection. Perverted. So, similar things, the principle is similar. They are also by the master, the servant, friend, then son, parents. This type is found there. But materially, just the opposite. That is eternal, this is mortal. That is blissful, that is knowledge, here is ignorance. That is blissful, here is misery. The difference is there. But similar. If we have liking for that, we have to purchase a ticket to go there. Everything in the beginning, it is idea. I shall go to America, I shall go to moon. This first idea. And then it realizes gradually in action. Everything in the beginning is idea. And in course of realizing that idea, so many things happen. Idea is the most primitive stage of achievement of anything. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Nidai, Gaur Hari, Nidai, Gaur Hari. Aradhu Bhagavan Vrishatamayo Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kati Dupasana Vajabhadhu Vargena Yakadpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamamadam Prima Pumartho Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matavidam Tatva Adaru Nappara Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and a nutshell putting what we want. What is our duty? Aradhu Bhagavan Vajishita. That's our, the object of our adoration is the Lord, Nandanandan, the son of the king of Vrindavan, Vajishita, Taddhama Vrindavan, and his capital is Vrindavan. A sweet forest stump. Forest town, sweet forest town. Jamuna is there, Radha Kunda there, the small Govardhan hill is there, and there's so many Kadamba, Tamal, all these things. A garden town, Vrindavan, that is his capital. Taddhama Vrindavanam. Ramya Kati Dupasana Vrijavadhu Vargena Yakalpita. A peculiar type of worship there that has been designed by the themselves of Vrindavan, Gopi. They have discovered a very peculiar, sweet type of service, upasana, worship, towards their Lord of Love. We have got much charm from that. Ramya Kati Dupasana Vajabadhu Vargena Vyakulvita. The type of worship or adoration designed by the gopis, that is most attractive. Srimad Bhagavatam Pravan. What do you say? What is the underlying truth? This may be all imagination. Are you evidence, witness, guarantee that you may get that thing? This may be imagination to you. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamavalam. The great scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam, which has been supposed to be the very gist of all the revealed scriptures. That holy book stands guarantee for us. Pramana Mangalam. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramana Prima Pumatthu Maham. And what does it offer, that Bhagavatam? We aspire to do to try hard for such a thing. What is your remuneration? What do you get after all? What is the benefit? The benefit is Umatthu Mahan Prima, the fifth end of life, what is love divine. You will get that. You will be able to taste of that nectar, what is love divine. That is for you. Prima Umatthu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam. How do you get it? Who has prescribed, given this information to you? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Lord, great Lord Chaitanya Dev, he has come with all these findings, wonderful. And our great respect is for this, that part. This direction of our life. Vishwanath Chakravarti, in a nutshell, he represents the whole thing in this way. Gaudhari, Gaudhari, Gaudhari. Nidai Gaudhari Bho. Dhyal Nidai, Dhyal Nidai, Dhyal Nidai.
Maharaj,
yes.
How can we understand the difference between what our mind is telling us and what our heart, super soul, is telling us?
So it has been prepared. Because what step you will take yourself, that may have mental touch and prejudice. So it is preferable to be devotional. The selfish prejudice may be less absent there. If by myself want to take this step, my own prejudice may modify that place. So we are encouraged to serve under the direction of a Vaishnava, who is on the whole considered to be holding superior position to me. That will be Vaishnava. Under the direction of Guru and Vaishnava, that will be the guarantee and very intelligent way. Without depending on one's own decision. Own decision may be prejudiced by his previous acquired impulse of the life, mind. So it is safe. Here we are told there is a great number of China living there. Christ. But Christism was one old religion. Just like in Israel, the Jewish. Christism. The Dhamma, the disciple of Vedavyasa, who was given to the Pandava as priest, he was a China man. From Chin he came to Vyasadeva and learned Sanskrit and all the scriptures, and he remained a disciple of Vyasadeva all along. And he was recommended to work as the priest of the Pandava, Dhumma, a China man. It is supposed. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. When the Pandavas, after finishing their forest life and nourishment, pure bears, going to some unknown quarter, then Kunti Devi was sent with Dhumma. Take our mother to the capital. She was given to Dhumma to take the society. We Sikhs are going to banishment, unknown quarter. Unknown banishment. If it is known, then again to pure Vyas forest banishment. That was the contract. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hare Gaur, Raya. Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, was the Vedic culture one time all over the world?
That is the most primitive, most ancient culture.
Uh-huh.
India was selected as the first basis of revealed truth of the proper type. In other places also, to a certain extent, some place must be selected for some plan. So India was selected. Near the India means in India was perhaps the Himalaya. Himalaya was lower. Himalaya is going up and up. The first civilization of the Indians were on the Badrikashram, the Saraswati Nadi, all these things, that Kaspian Rod, Kaspian Sea, near about there. The Himalaya is going raising up, and the plain is also coming up from the sea, and the India is spreading this side, and that side is uninhabitable mountain peak. It is mentioned that Ambarish Maharaj, he 100 special sacrifices he made along the banks of Saraswati. The Saraswati is found now to fall on the Ganges near Badrikashram. Badrikashram, the Vasudev's ashram. Now that is so high that was low at that time. And on the banks of the Saraswati, hundreds of sacrifices. This was arranged by Ambarish Maharaj, it is mentioned. Now that is all mountain peaks, that was something like plain at that time. World is changing. Now they say, the present experts, they say that India was floating in the sea. And by floating it has come last year. And the Himalayas joined. The Tibet is the line of joint. This is like that. One German scholar, he invented this theory that these lands are all floating on the sea. And also they are of opinion that America and Africa was joint. Now, after some great earthquake, they are severed, because the construction of the African west side and the American east side are similar. If they come, they can be joined together in such a way that broken. And also, the mountain peaks also. Mountain peaks divided. Half American side, half African. And also, say the trees and the creepers, they are African and American, similar. So America was joined with Africa, and some great earthquake has severed them far, and the Atlantic has come down in the middle. There is so many things. Everything is possible by the will of God. Let there be water, there was water. Let there be fire, there was fire. These will be designed and destined by the divine will. The whole has been designed as well as destined. the beginning and the end, within his peace, universal power, universal owner. Universal owner is such. Now we are here to degree and dismiss against him. What is our position? We give degree, that is God, there is no God. This is us. The designer, we defy the designer and destiny giver. From here a point that he is, if I say he is, he will be. If I say no, there is no God. No, there will be no place for the God to be. We are dispenser of everything. Harsh. Today it is not possible to hold the class in Uganda.
Oh! Another car coming.
Or another one.
Maybe you are also stopping or in the past I... How a scholar becomes dumb. To understand and to give any opinion about that. Because it is all free. I am everywhere, I am nowhere. Everything in me, nothing in me. So Mahaprabhu put the word achinto, as inconceivable. His ways are inconceivable. All right is out. Giving, not giving. Extension and withdrawal. Any moment, any place. Extension and withdrawal. I am everywhere if I like. I am nowhere if I like. I can withdraw, leaving the shadow. So Mahaprabhu told that his relationship with any other thing is uncertain, inconceivable, because it depends on his sweet will. That is the thing. What should I say? One who says, I know, I am safe. Perhaps he may be in the greatest danger. That statement has got no value. Mujjanti yasuraya. Now, here, now, nowhere. Those that are conscious of the fact, their position is something safe. Then I was depending always on the sweet will of my Lord. This is nearer the truth. Always I am dependent on his sweet will. That is nearer the truth. And I have got something to say so, to become a fool. Mujjanti yasuraya. Great scholars are befooled by his way. Chandigarh Sura, ways are ununderstandable, unacquirable, unpossessable. That is he such. To have such consciousness, to have something, that I am no one. I am none. I have nothing. Only I am a doll, play doll in his hand. I have nothing, a play doll on his hand. That is something. I have got something, and that means he is deceived. He is such. Good Hari Bol, good Hari Bol, die to live. There you should be weak, awake on that plane. That everything belongs to him, you also belong to him. That is the truth. Nature of truth is such. All is dependent. Potency means dependent. Potency is commanded by the owner of the potency. Jeev is potency. Tatastha, not the highest potency. And that is a class of existence. Abnegation, that I have nothing, that is in some way or other is something. So much dependence on him, sincere dependence on him, creates a position of the person. Though not legally, formally, but materially. As much as one is dependent on him, his inclination, his favor is towards him so much. That is the natural relationship. So die to live. Formally, you have to sacrifice everything, you have nothing. But that is living proper. So living proper, thereby you can create a credit, not capital, but credit. Credit. To create credit, merchant spends money like water. To create credit in the market, something like that. The potency class, they live on credit, and no capital. Hare Krishna. If we can conceive that, credit. Credit to Krishna. So much. Left everything for me, on my, for my account. They are fully satisfied, giving everything, but knowing fully well that the doll of my play, they are, that is property. That is property. In India, Varnasram system, that is followed. The potency, that is the lady, women class. Legally they do not have anything. But still they hold supreme position in the society. Not only to the husband, but the children worship like the mother of God.